The first of the talks was by James B. Oswald, president of the famous Oswald Advertising Agency. In those days Oswald was in his prime, and he was a most interesting and instructive talker, with a way of fitting his message to the needs of his hearers, which was probably why he was successful as an advertising man. Young Oliver Adams sat spellbound throughout the talk. It was his first vision of the big world of business, and it seemed to him that Oswald was about the most wonderful man he ever had met, for he actually did meet and shake hands with him after the lecture. On the way home he thought over what Mr. Oswald had told of the advertising business. As he prepared for bed in his little third floor ear, he thought over the man Oswald and decided that he must be a fine man. As he pulled the blanket up over him and nestled down into the pillows, he decided that he would like to work in the advertising business. And as he slipped off to sleep, he assured himself that he would like to work for such a man as James B. Oswald. The next morning when he awoke, the last two thoughts had become united: he would like to work in the advertising business for James B. Oswald. The natural thing to do then to Oliver Adams, at least, was to go and tell that gentleman. Though the idea frightened him a little, it never occurred to him for a minute but that he should do just that. And so at 2 o'clock that afternoon he asked for 2 hours off at the market, that being the quiet time of day, and, after carefully blacking his shoes and brushing his clothes, started out for the big office building which housed the Oswald Advertising Agency. Mr. Oswald was busy, he was informed by the girl in the reception hall who had telephoned his name into the big man. Oliver thought a minute. "Tell him I can wait 1 hour and 10 minutes. The girl looked surprised, for people were not in the habit of sending such messages to the big chief. But there was something in the simple directness of the lad that seemed to make the message a perfectly natural one. Rather to her own surprise, she repeated the message to the president precisely as she had received it.